Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled.
My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long?
Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love.
For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise?
I am weary with my lonely. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping.
My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes.
Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer.
All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations, the first chapter. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become, she who was great among the nations, she who was a princess among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and hard servitude. She dwells now among the nations, but finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for none come to the festival. All her gates are desolate. Her priests groan. Her virgins have been afflicted, and she herself suffers bitterly. Her foes have become the head, her enemies prosper, because the Lord has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From the daughter of Zion, all her majesty has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and wandering all the precious things that were hers from days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the foe, and there was none to help her. Her foes gloated over her. They mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem sinned grievously, therefore she became filthy. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns her face away. Her uncleanness was in her skirts. She took no thought of her future. Therefore, her fall is terrible. She has no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. The enemy has stretched out his hands over all her precious things, for she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary, those whom you forbade to enter your congregation. All her people groan as they search for bread. They trade their treasures for food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, and see, for I am despised. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. From on high he sent fire, into my bones he made it descend. He spread a net for my feet. He turned me back. He has left me stunned, faint, all the day long. My transgressions were bound into a yoke. By his hand they were fastened together. They were set upon my neck. He caused my strength to fail. The Lord gave me into the hands of those whom I cannot withstand. The Lord rejected all my mighty men in my midst. He summoned an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden, as in a winepress, the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep. My eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my spirit. My children are desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is none to comfort her. The Lord has commanded against Jacob that his neighbors should be his foes. Jerusalem has become a filthy thing among them. The Lord is in the right, for I have rebelled against his word. But hear, all you peoples, and see my suffering. My young women and my young men have gone into captivity. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and elders perished in the city while they sought food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, for I am in distress. My stomach churns, my heart is wrung within me, because I have been very rebellious. In the street the sword bereaves, in the house it is like death. They heard my groaning, yet there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. You have brought the day you announced. Now let them be as I am. Let all their evil doing come before you, and deal with them as you have dealt with me, because of all my transgressions. For my groans are many, and my heart is faint. O Lord, have mercy on us. A reading from Luke, the 23rd chapter. Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Heart-rending. The Book of Lamentations is just heart-rending. Don't expect to hear anything light or anything easy in these 5 weeks of Lent. 5 chapters, one for each week, 5 poems, written with salty tears, bitter sighs, and deep pain. As we hear these words, you can almost see Jeremiah sitting on a hill nearby, maybe even on the Mount of Olives, weeping, watching, writing as Jerusalem burns. Jerusalem, her walls are demolished, her buildings in flames, her temple devastated, her leaders taken captive. Fallen so low since the days of the great kings Solomon, Hezekiah, Josiah. Stripped now of all her wealth, her beauty, her power. The first word says it all. How? Achah, how lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become? Jeremiah questions, will Jerusalem ever be home again to anyone? Will another son of David ever sit on her throne? In pain and suffering, in sorrow and loss, lament just pours out. It pours out to friends, it pours out to family, but most of all, it pours out to God. Where are you? Are you powerless? Have your promises failed? Don't you care? Will you ever deliver, rescue, save? Will you repay our enemies for what they've done? You aren't wrong to question God. You aren't wrong to fill his ears with your cries and your weeping. Jeremiah does. And he gives us permission to do it too. But Jeremiah doesn't just lament what's happened or cry over what's been lost. He doesn't have a victim's mentality. No doubt there were genuine victims, people who suffered beyond what they deserved, including women and children. But what Jeremiah laments most of all aren't the fires, it's not the destruction. What he laments most of all are their sins. Why? Because he knows that what's happening is the wages of sin. The wrath of God has been poured out against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, and in this instance, he used the armies of Babylon to do it. Jeremiah recognizes that this is the Lord's doing. All this, he says, the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. He sent fire. He made it descend. He spread a net for my feet. He turned me back. He has left me stunned, faint, all the day long. The Lord is in the right, for I've rebelled against his word. The ruins that Jeremiah sees testify of God's just response against sin and rebellion. And so here, the people of Judah serve as an example for us. Our sin, like theirs,
is no small thing. Even if we don't take it seriously, the Lord our God does. Turn from your blindness. Turn from your self-pity. Follow Jeremiah on the road of repentance. For these things I weep. My eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my spirit. My children are desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. And so we too make confession. We too are sick with shameful lusts. We too gorge ourselves with excesses and vanities. We too follow our passions and our impulses. We too have lived as if God did not matter, and as if we mattered most. We followed our own path instead of his. What it means is this: like Judah and Jerusalem, we too need a comforter to revive our spirits, a healer to restore our health, a guide to keep us from wandering, a light to bring us out of darkness. We too need living water for our thirst. We need a new life for our ashy and dusty souls. We too need a Savior. And we have one. This is the good news, even in the midst of our lamenting, our sighing, our weeping over our sin. We have a Savior who took the place of sinful Judah under God's wrath. Consider the Savior that we have. The wall of his skin was torn to shreds. The temple of his body was destroyed. The organs within him fell apart. The words of lamentation belong to him. He cries from the cross, "Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger." And still the passers-by mock and they scoff. In the destruction of Jerusalem, we see a picture of the crucifixion of our dear Lord. Sin wrought this. Our sin wrought this. Our sin for which our Savior died. He hangs there alone on the cross, abandoned, with no one to comfort him, afflicted for our transgressions, all his beauty stripped away, gloated over and mocked, filthy with our sins. So hideous that people couldn't even look at him. He groaned, he sorrowed, and then he bowed his head and died. We lament, we cry out, "Where are you, O God?" And our Lord cries out from the cross, "Here I am for you." Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And while we would call out for God to bring vengeance against our enemies, against those who have caused us harm, our Lord cries out from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Will another son of David ever sit on the throne? Above his head, they nailed the words, "This is the King of the Jews." Will Jerusalem ever again be inhabited? And the answer is yes. The Jerusalem that is above, the new Jerusalem, will be filled with those who look to him as their Savior and their Lord. Lamentations may be heartrending, but the most heartrending thing of all is the death of our Lord, whose heart was rended that you and I might be saved, and that Jerusalem may be kept secure forever. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in your pain and suffering, in your sorrow and mourning, in your lamentations, look to him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy Father, at your Son's invitation we come to his table. Help us to discern in the bread his true body and in the cup his true blood. Give us, by your holy law, a right judgment of ourselves, that lamenting our sins we would receive pardon and absolution in this most holy sacrament, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen. Take heed to the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. So drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. So drink this is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness,
and let your saints shout for joy.
Lord, keep this nation under your care,
and guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity, and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us into everlasting peace.
Amen.